Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, the White Sands Hotel, as many of you may know, was famous for many years for Tomango's Nightclub. Well, Tomango's Nightclub is still there, and they run special events in the nightclub. And one of those special events takes place in a couple of weeks' time. On the 8th of June, 2024, which is a Saturday night, Mamma Mia, the number one ABBA tribute band, will be playing in Tomango's Nightclub. Once again, it's on the 8th of June, Saturday the 8th of June. If you'd be interested in going along, tickets are available from Eventbrite. €15 plus a booking fee, which is a reasonable charge for a great night's entertainment. Mamma Mia, they are fantastic, and they are one of the best ABBA tribute bands. They will be playing in Tomango's Nightclub on the 8th of June, which is a Saturday night, and if you're interested in going, have a look for tickets on eventbrite.ie, and the tickets are only £15. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Craig got in contact with us, and I want you to have a listen to what Craig has to say. He said, "Lads, don't give out my full name or there'll be murder in the family. You should talk about this on the podcast because I listen to it every night. My niece had a baby girl about a year ago. She got pregnant at 16 with a fella she was only seeing a wet week. Anyway, the topic is about her throwing her life away. Before she got up the duff, she was a great student and was going to get a great leaving cert and go to college to study teaching. And as soon as she got pregnant, that all went out the window. She's 17 now, and her whole life is her daughter, while her friends are going out enjoying themselves and going on a leaving cert holiday. The father is also 17, and he's a useless prick. They're not even together. I just don't know why young girls get pregnant and waste their entire lives. She had a great life planned for herself, and now she's doing bottle feeds at home and has no prospects. It's sad, really. There's no excuse for getting pregnant that young. It's 2024, for F's sake," says Craig. So basically, Craig believes if you get pregnant at a young age, you are literally flushing your life down the toilet. You are wasting your life. You've no prospect. I don't know if he's actually right in what he's saying here. Jeremy, your thoughts, please.
I'm completely speechless. Over a message that just came in on our Facebook, and I'm in two minds whether or not to. Okay, this podcast is called Opinions Matter.
It is.
But does every opinion matter? Oh, it does.
Yeah, of course it does. Okay. That's why we called it Opinions Matter.
Now, we've invited this fella onto the show because it's very easy to type this message and from behind your keyboard. He firmly believes what he's saying, by the way, and we're trying to convince him to come on the show, but I don't even know if I want to talk to this human being. So here's... Well, now, some of the language in it is a bit...
choice.
No, I'll just read it out. Okay, and the only reason I'm reading this out is because to prove to you guys that some people feel this way. Here's what Liam says. The only reason these little sluts get pregnant is because they want an easy life and not have to work. I see them all around Ballymun when I'm out working there. Spongers, the lot of them, who couldn't keep their legs closed. From Liam. You're right there.
I don't think that is true of every young lady that becomes pregnant at 16 or 17.
And by the way, what annoys me about you, Liam, as well. Sorry, is he answering? Oh, he's hanging up the phone on us. What annoys me about people like you, Liam, is in your vile message that you just sent to us, yeah? And by the way, your opinion does matter, but it's bollocks, your opinion is.
I wouldn't say it's total bollocks. No, I'd say there are some.
Not total bollocks, but what I'm about to say is, in his message, there's not one word about the man who impregnates these women or the men who impregnate these women. Why is it always the woman that's blamed?
That's a good point, yeah. That's a good question. Now, in fairness, Craig, who's the guy who sent us the message in the first place, he does call out the father. He said he's also 17, but he's a useless prick.
Okay, let's address that issue then. Here's how I feel about that. I feel, and I'll try and say this in the nicest way possible, that you're not throwing your life away, but you're making your life. Like, he said it himself. That she's 17 now and she's at home doing bottle feeds and all that while her friends are out enjoying themselves. You're 20s. And I get it. We've so many messages coming in. We've so many messages coming in from women saying, I have my kids at 17 and you wouldn't change the world. Of course you wouldn't. Nobody's going to say that. You're never going to say, I wouldn't have wanted to have my child. Obviously, you love your children. But in an ideal world, what I'm saying is, and I'm trying to word this perfectly, it's not ideal to have kids at that young an age when you're a kid yourself. My God, the thoughts, when I was 17, if I think back then, the thoughts of bringing another child into the world. And here's the problem. You have two problems here. The first problem is, it can go one of two ways if you have a child at that age. It can go this way, which happens all the time, is your ma ends up rearing the child. That's not right. That's not right.
So it's not fair on the mother.
No, so you think you're 17, you have a kid, but fuck that, you don't want the responsibility of it. Ma, will you look after Chantel on Saturday? Look after Sunday, I'm hanging with a hangover. And you look after Monday as well. And I want to go away on holidays to Corfu with the girls, so will you mind the baby while I'm away? And the grandmother ends up being the parent, which is wrong. But that proves that at 17, no 17-year-old wants to be doing bottle feeds, having to bring the child to creches, having to go and get the injections for the baby and all that. No 17-year-old wants to do that. And you can come on this show and you can say, yes, they do, but you are lying. Now, that's not taken away from the fact that if you had a baby at 17, it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Of course it is. But deep down, you would have, in an ideal situation, you would have waited until later. Now, the other points that he makes that I agree with as well, lads, it's 2024. There's literally no excuse for an unplanned pregnancy. Literally, I can't think of one excuse. Well,
maybe get caught out.
Yeah, okay? but that's no excuse, getting caught out.
Because people would be condemning the young one if she went off and had an abortion.
No, not necessarily.
Some people would.
Well, the majority would. No, they wouldn't. The majority of the country would support that.
Not necessarily in those circumstances. Well, no, she's a fit and healthy young woman.
No, they voted it in, though. So that doesn't mean they
think everyone should have an abortion.
No, I know. I know. And fair play to her. She didn't. You know, she's after bringing the baby into the world. But 17, you are a child yourself. You need to be out enjoying yourself. You don't get those years back, by the way. So for the next 18 years, basically, until she's 35, your life is that child. And you are going to miss out on holidays with your friends. You are going to miss out on nights out. Unless, of course, you become one of the girls who just pawn your baby off on mammy for the whole time.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to hear from you on this. You are wasting your life if you have a child at a young age. That's really the belief of Craig. Let's get straight into this. And this is from Jessica.
There's no need for kids to be having kids. There's nothing wrong with waiting to even live their life a little bit more to have a child. And I don't care if people say, oh, well, accidents happen, things happen. That's why there's condoms, that's why there's the pill. It's a lack of protection. And it's not even lack of education, because we all know about it. It's just ignorance. Like, seriously, what parent actually wants their child at 17 to be raising their child? It is ridiculous. My partner's brother had his child young, and I swear to God, I wouldn't trust him and his girlfriend with a fucking goldfish, never mind a child. They haven't a clue. 17, you don't know your arse from your elbow, so how the fuck are you meant to raise a child? It's fucking ridiculous. Wait till you've lived your life a little bit, and then you're in your mid-20s, 30s, then have a child. It's ridiculous.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message. Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Yvonne?
Good now, how are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. Well, Yvonne, what do you make of Craig's message?
I think a lot of young girls these days are doing it just to get the attention. I think they love the kind of novelty of the baby bump, the baby showers, all their friends running over, running the bump or rubbing the bump. But come when the baby's born, a lot of them, reality hits. My nephew's mother, she got pregnant when she was 16, and come 2 weeks after he was born, she up and left him with my brother. She was gone, and she was 16 when she was pregnant. She loved the novelty of the bump and the baby showers and all that. But once kind of reality hit and she realised, okay, babies cry, nappy changes, all that kind of malarkey, she was gone.
What do you mean
so
she was gone?
That's what a lot of the kids do.
What do you mean she was gone?
She up and left the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 weeks after he was born, up and left, and left the baby with my brother.
Right.
So I think a lot of them think, oh, it's kind of, you know, the novelty of it, the baby bump, showers, all their friends kind of coming and running around them. But as soon as the baby comes, then shit hits the fan, basically, and they're not prepared for that. They don't think that far ahead, I don't think.
And this woman who walked away from her baby, is she not in her baby's life at all?
He's going on 6 this month now, and she's trying to get back in now. That all the heavy work is done, you know. But no, from up to that stage, no, she hasn't been near him.
And your brother has reared the child for the last 6 years?
On his own, yeah.
And let's be honest, by the way.
Fight. She was still getting children's allowance. She was still getting single mother's allowance. He had to fight for months for him to even get the children's allowance.
Okay, that man, by the way, that man is a hero. A lot of single fathers get a bad rap. I've never accepted that. There are some men who are heroes. He's a hero. And I'll tell you why, because as you said, the first 6 years are the bloody most. The first year, you get no sleep. Then the second year, they go into the terrible twos. They're teething, they're angry, they're all that. But it's just a non-stop thing. I don't know how he did it on his own. But you're right.
He was only 16, 17 himself.
Yeah, so fair play to him. Fair play to him.
She obviously thought it was going to be a fairy tale, you know, wheeling the baby down the road, and it was all going to be great, not realising that it's actually a human being that you're looking after.
Yeah, it's exactly. I think she thought that. I actually don't know what way she was thinking, to be honest, because, like, she was the type of girl with, you know, the hand was always on the belly and she was always rubbing it and kind of sticking it out, and all her friends, like, she loved all the attention being pregnant. We used to have to fight with her to get her in to the GP and to hospital visits. She didn't want to do that side of it at all.
Yep.
She just loved all that side, and she planned it 100%.
Was she collecting children's allowance for the last 6 years?
Yeah. No, he got it eventually, but my nephew was, I think, nearly one at the time, but he had to fight for it. She was still getting it and going off spending it on nightclub or whatever.
So let me ask you a question then. How do you or your brother feel about her trying to worm her way back in again?
Well, personally, I knew that it would happen. My brother, he's kind of, to be honest, he's torn. He is completely torn. He doesn't know whether to kind of say, look, good luck, and then kind of the child's missing out on the mom. Or he doesn't know what to do with him, and he's still kind of thinking.
God love him. That's a really difficult decision to make. I know a lot of people can't imagine it myself. Yeah, a lot of people have that gut feeling. No, tell her to get stuffed. She's not welcome.
Oh, absolutely.
But you have to think of the child as well.
No.
There's a lot of people that she is still the child's mother. End of story.
No, my reckoning on it. Bye, Felicia. See it, you're not coming back. No, that's the way.
I can see why your brother is a bit torn over it.
She wasn't around.
Do not let her in, but he's a lot smarter or a lot more caring and given than I was, because if it was me, I'd be the exact same.
I'd be the same, yeah.
Good luck to you.
Okay, so as regards this young one getting pregnant at such a young age, you believe she did it on purpose?
100%,
She thought it was all for show. What do you feel about what Craig is saying in his message, that you literally waste your life, you're flushing your life down the toilet by getting pregnant at such a young age?
Obviously, he'd never change, you know, my nephew. He wouldn't do that, but he's often said he would have loved him to come on later in life. Like, he had great plans. He wanted to go traveling. He was into judo. He was going to the Olympics in judo and all that, but obviously all that stopped. So I do see where he is coming from. You know, it does, having a child that young does stop kind of going anywhere really for a while. So I do get what he's saying.
Okay, you get what he's saying. All right, stay there for one second if you can, please, Yvonne. Let me go to Rachel. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rachel. What's your view on this?
Well, I had my first. I was 17 when I got pregnant. I was 18 when I had him. I wouldn't change a thing. I was working full time. I wouldn't have ever been a real big party or anything like that. So it didn't affect my life in any way in that sense. I still worked. I had my second then a year ago. He'd be one on Friday. at 22 and wouldn't change a thing.
Now, obviously, you wouldn't change a thing. And this is something that Jeremy said earlier on. If you had a child at a young age, you're not going to say, I wish I could change everything, because it is what it is, basically. But yeah. The argument is that it's far from ideal.
Oh, far from ideal. Yeah, like, obviously, looking back, I'd have loved to have waited. I'd have loved to have travelled a little bit and whatever. But, you know, it hasn't stopped me from travelling. I've still been on holidays. We've taken the eldest lad with us. You know, like, it doesn't change things there for me, really.
Let me ask you then, your own children, would you be happy for them to have a child at such a young age?
I suppose it's not anything any parent wants for their child, is to have a child at a young age. But things happen, and I suppose if it did happen, I'd be there to support them, and I'd, you know, it'd be a case of, you know, they'd stand by and that's it, and they'd have to, they'd kind of get no choice. You know, I've two sons, and if it was the case they came home and told me that their partner or whatever was pregnant, then it is what it is. We just have to deal with it and get on with it.
So, like you said, and I understand why you would say it, you wouldn't change anything, and that's understandable, but you wouldn't be encouraging your children to have children at a young age, would you?
Absolutely not, but I wouldn't be encouraging them to wait until they're 30s either.
Yes, so somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between, yeah. Yeah, I mean, my eldest son now, he has these additional needs, and if I'd had him in my 30s, I don't think I'd cope. I wouldn't be able. He's so much energy, and I was lucky that I had him young, that I have the energy for him.
So let me ask you this then, Rachel. What do you think you missed out on by having a child as young as you did?
I think I missed out on a whole lot, being honest with you. I still lived my life as normal as I thought I would have. I wouldn't have had to have moved out at home so young and, you know, worried about bills and everything else. But other than that, I don't think I missed out on much. As I said, I'm not a big partier.
But you missed out, with the greatest respect, you missed out on a lot of freedom, Rachel, that you had. Like, I remember my 20s, you know, you could go off for the night and not come home. If you wanted to stay for the night, you could go away for a weekend with your mates. You could go on city breaks and stuff like that. But when you have a child, as you know, you're responsible for another human being. Now, you sound like the exception to the rule, because a lot of young ones, they just pawn the baby off on mammy, and the grandmother ends up raising the child, and they think that their life should be able to continue the way it was before they got pregnant. And that shouldn't be the case.
My mom always said to me, I'll help you out, but I will not rear your children.
Brilliant. Fair play to her.
We have stuck to that. And now she did. Like, I have to say, my mom was brilliant for the first couple of years when I worked. My mom minded my son for me while I worked and got my qualification. And she helped me mind him and whatever. And still now, she'll take them if I have to work. But other than that, no, my mom doesn't have them. She takes my older son maybe for an odd night here and there, but that's just, can I have him for a sleepover? You know, that's her kind of wanting to take him. I don't really ask her to take him much, unless obviously we have appointments or things like that. She might take
him. Okay, but she made it clear from the outset.
She made it very clear, I will not rear your children, you will rear your own children, but I will be there to support you and help you. And she is a diamond.
That's brilliant. Okay.
Her.
All right. Stay there for 1 second. I want to just play a voice note and get your comment on this. Have a listen to this from Sean.
Hey, lads. What's the story? Sean here. I did write a comment earlier. I was asked to send in a voice note if I got a chance. I don't know how it's going to go down, but the reality is, if you have a child when you're 17, or if you had a child when you were 17, of course you're going to say it's the best thing you've ever did, or the best decision I've ever made, even though they probably didn't make that decision in the first place. But your heart, it's all you can do, really, isn't it, to say that? Like, you can't change it, so it's a good thing that you wouldn't, because you can't. And of course you're going to say that, because you couldn't get caught saying anything other than that, because that'd be very hurtful to the child. But if you're in your 30s and you decide to have a kid, you can then have the child, the experience of having a child, and then work out. Yeah, I'm pretty glad I didn't do this when I was 17. I now had the opportunity to grow up without a child, and now I can have one. And absolutely would not. I'll tell you now, best decision I ever made, not having a kid when I was 17.
Now, let me get your reaction to that, Rachel. Is there any part of you that wishes, not that you didn't have your children, but that you didn't have your children as certainly your first child as young as you did?
Sometimes I do, yeah. I just say I'd have liked to have waited and whatever and had my qualifications first. But again, it never hindered me.
But it's okay to say, by the way, it's okay to say what you just said. That doesn't make you a bad parent. There's days where I say, geez, I wish we had just stayed with one kid. Especially when we were booking a holiday there last month and you realise how much a holiday is with three kids. And you go, Jesus, why didn't we just keep it with them? But you don't actually mean it. But it's okay to say that, by the way. It doesn't mean you regret your kids. It doesn't mean you don't love your kids. It just means, Jesus, things are tougher now. That's all it means.
Yeah, and you know what? People that say, oh, you didn't have the, you know, the best decision you ever made. You didn't have the choice to make the decision. I had the choice to make the decision. You know, the referendum had come in for the Eighth Amendment, and I remember sitting with my mom, and she said to me, you have options, you have choices to make. And I said, that goes against my morals. I don't judge anybody else that would go ahead and have an abortion, whatever else. That's their opinion, that's their body, their choice. But personally, I didn't make that decision. I made the decision that I was big enough and grown enough to lie down and get myself pregnant. I was big enough and grown enough to deal with the situation, have my baby and rear my baby.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Stephen on this, who's a bit of a controversial opinion.
Hi, lads. Stephen here. Just on your topic, I was actually in a conversation with someone last night, something similar about this kind of scenario. I firmly believe myself, girls, when they start coming up 12, 13, when they start coming up from little girls into young women, that they should be brought down and given like a bar or something, like a contraceptive bar, until they are the age of 23, 22, 23, when they're more mature, have to leave and start stunning and whatnot. Yeah, cheers. Love the show.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Rachel, I just want to bring you back in just on that message that we played a second ago, that young teenage girls should have a bar put into their arm to stop them getting pregnant. And if you had had that, you wouldn't have been pregnant.
No, I wouldn't, but I was on contraceptive pill when I got pregnant with my first.
Oh, okay. Right. So you were taking precautions, so it didn't work.
Absolutely, yeah. It came as a shock. I was on the pill, but obviously it didn't work. And I was, people say, oh, you weren't taking it properly. And I was. I had an alarm set on my phone. I took the same time every day. You know, I never missed a day. It just so happened it didn't work. I don't believe girls should be forced to have contraceptive bars and things like that. There's a lot of hormones in them. I now, myself, can't take the pill because it leaves my mood very low. It makes me very depressed and I can't take it. And I don't think girls at a young age should be forced to have things like that. If they want to be on contraceptive pill, which I was from the age of 14, that wasn't due to, you know, sexual activity or anything like that. But anyway,
it didn't work. You got pregnant.
It didn't work. I got pregnant. So, you know, there is absolutely, I didn't get pregnant for another 4 years after that. I was very, very careful.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me go to Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Aidan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jay.
Can I answer? It was Sean or Stephen's message about dragging your 12-year-old down to the doctor, ramming a bar into her, and she's not allowed to take it out because she's 22, 23. That's pretty controlling, isn't it?
He believes all young women should have a bar in their arm.
No. You talk to your daughters, you educate them. You talk, you educate. You make them know they can come to you and talk about anything. Adrian, I have a few daughters, you know that. Three over 18. I've one grandchild, and the one I have the grandchild for, she's with him 15 years since they were in school. She only had him 5 years ago. Wait till he got the house. We didn't force bars into her arm or tell her sex was bad and, you know, that type of way. I have another daughter. She's 25, still no babies. She's with her fella 7 years because they're not ready yet. They don't have the house. Because we talked to her. My other daughter's off to America, no babies. Because we talked to her. They were able to come to us. But the one thing we didn't have boyfriends staying over. And we didn't let them stay over in boyfriends' houses. They were brought up with respect. They were brought up to respect their own bodies. And they were brought up to know you're the one left with the baby the majority of the time.
Well, stay there for 1 second, because I want to bring in that caller, Stephen, with that controversial opinion. He's on the other line here. Stay there for a second, Jay. Stephen, a lot of people very annoyed with the voice note that I just played from you, that we force young women to have a bar put into their arm.
Well, no, they have to think of the bigger picture as well, right? God forbid if it's young there, right? It might never go near a man, right? But if they're walking down the street and God forbid if that happens, they're actually being attacked anyway, you know, and it's all pregnant fuel. They have to think of the bigger picture as well. And then on the other perspective, we all sit down and talk to our children. Is that what they're saying? Because these things happen, mistakes happen. Right, they do happen, but no kid wants to hear their 14 or 15 year old daughter coming in or 16 coming in and say, well, look, your man died or something. Say, yeah.
Okay, you obviously believe that young women getting pregnant are literally wasting their lives, they're throwing their lives away.
Well, it's not that they're throwing their lives away, as you said, mistakes happen, but try and prevent it in some way, whatever way you can. And that's a bit, as I said, it's a bad attack to get across pregnancy as well. There's all those kind of aspects, it's not just going around getting pregnant at a young age.
And let me ask you then, Stephen, have you children yourself?
I have, yes.
Have you daughters?
I have four of them.
Oh, you've four daughters.
I have ranging from the age of 15 to 22.
And has your 15-year-old got a bar in her arm?
No, the concept has the best to tell, I assume, yeah. To talk to my mum and things about that, but we have sat down and spoken and whatnot. As you said, they might never go out. It's not a license to walk out, fall out with people or go off sleeping around. So it's like that, it's got to be. That's up to you from there to prepare your children.
Would you like your 15-year-old? I mean, you said we should be doing this. Would you like for your 15-year-old to have a bar in her arm?
Well, if it was to prevent a teenage pregnancy, yeah.
And now there you are, Jay.
They might never turn around and be near a man, but you have to think of the bigger picture. The way the world is gone now, our children are safe.
Sorry, but one thing I have to pull you up on, really. So, Adrian.
Yeah, go on.
You keep calling kids mistakes. You keep calling. No baby is a mistake. How do you think kids out there feel? Oh, am I the mistake in this house? No kid is a mistake. Every child is a gift. It's a gift between two people. A man and woman get together to create life. That's been since the
dawn. But it's an accident. Some kids can be accidents.
It's not an accident.
Well, of course it is an accident.
Having sex is an accident.
No, no.
Okay, having sex is an accident.
Jason, some babies.
There's not. Oh, my God.
Okay, but then, okay.
Which one of yours is an accident?
Okay, but then I'll use a different word. All of ours are planned. It's called family planning. Okay.
No, I forgot about you. Sorry. Yeah, you're now. Okay. Tell me one thing about you, right?
Yeah.
Just please. When you're young, you're out there partying. You can go. I'd say you were a feckin' hill at a party.
This is not about me. Okay. Let's see.
You slayed another bloke. You don't know what that bloke is going through. You don't know nothing about that bloke.
Which bloke?
So yeah, and a woman has a choice to get rid of a baby if she wants, but a man has no choice to be a father. Is that what you're getting at?
What are you even talking about?
No, you said that girl could have had an abortion. You said that girl could have had an abortion.
No, it was Adrian that actually said that.
But you agree with abortion. You're the one who said it's legal and it's perfectly normal to have an abortion. You said abortion was legal in this country.
That's the statement of fact.
Right. That girl had the choice to have an abortion if she wanted to, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. She could have freely went out and had an abortion. She did not have.
Yes.
Right, so she has that choice. Did that young man have the choice to tell her, no, don't have that abortion, I want you to have that baby? No, he didn't. Now, does that young man get the same respect? Does he get the choice to be a father if he wants to be? Or can he say, listen, I'm too young, I don't want anything to do with this. We have abortion in this country now.
Well, he doesn't have. But you see, the difference between men. Will you wait for the answer? First of all,
you
were looking for the word that wouldn't. So you didn't like the word mistake, and I agree with you. Mistakes. You didn't. Okay, well, let's call them surprise babies then, okay?
There you go. That's a lovely word.
You're happy now. There you go.
Okay, let me
go back to the
point.
I said
accident, by the way. I used
okay, let me go back to the point that Stephen was making, that he believes we should do everything in our power to prevent teenage pregnancy, and if that means putting a bar in a girl's arm...
and What if you don't want to? What if your daughter doesn't want a bar in her arm? What if your daughter doesn't want to be dragged down, forced into a doctor's chair, and told you're keeping that until you're 22, 23?
Okay,
I mean,
Stephen,
she's a woman.
Okay,
Stephen. 18, she's a woman. Talk to your daughter. I talked to mine. I have five daughters as well, pal. I talked to mine, and I didn't have any teenage pregnancies because we spoke. We didn't force any medical procedures on them. And we offered okay, them contraception if they wanted it.
Okay, let you answer there, Stephen.
Sorry, what was that? You're just on the train here. Sorry, you're breaking up about that.
He's basically saying you can't force a young woman to have a bar in her arm, basically.
No, that's the point I'm trying to make. Unfortunately, you can't. I know it's a bit like, I know where you're coming from as well, Jay. Don't get me wrong, right? Same as, I have four daughters, the same as you. We sat down, we spoke to them. Thank God. No one has ever came back in that direction of life. We're all doing so fast. Two of us sit in school. One of them is studying child care business. The other guy is took a year out to finish school at 17. But like that, thankfully, we had the conversation.
Oh, we've lost him there. He's actually on a train, so...
Yeah. Adrian, yeah, I think that works better. If you speak to your children, I don't think we give our daughters enough credit here. I really don't. And from a young age, and I know a lot of people are going to slay me, Bob, but tell the boy to wrap up. No, it's your daughter most of the time that ends up carrying the baby. So teach your daughters, not to be, because a boy looks at her nice and says he likes her, to jump straight into bed with him. Teach her to respect herself. Not that women should be allowed to do what they want. Yes, they should, but they should also learn. And it's as a father. Fathers have to teach their daughters that you have to respect yourself, because if you don't respect yourself, men will not respect you. If you get a name that you're easy, that's the only men you're going to get. And I'm sorry that's harsh, but that is the truth.
Here, I want to read a message that just came into us from a guy called Damien.
I don't know why you're even reading it, to be honest with you.
The
show's called Opinions Matter.
Well, Jason, yeah? Why do you hear this one?
You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
This is Damien. He says, how come all the pregnant young ones with babies are from scummy estates in, from scummy estates in Dublin? You won't see one 17-year-old in Fox Rock pushing a pram. They're too busy getting an education and starting their career. It's always the council estate young ones, probably because their mothers did the same thing.
Can I answer that?
Yeah, go on.
Because the ones in the rich states are probably getting rid of the babies. Mammy and daddy has the money to send it to England. And it's always been the case. We've all known that.
You know, Jason, that's not the reason. Jason, that's not the reason.
Girls in Porsche states have sex as well,
Jason. Yeah, but that's not the reason. By the way, an abortion isn't a luxury item now, Jason. Anybody.
It's contraception now, Adrian.
No, anybody.
It's being used as contraception, Jeremy. And don't say it's not.
No,
look at the figures that came out, okay?
So hang on, Jason. You're claiming. Now, I think his message is quite disgusting, but...
But
he does make a valid point. If you go to certain areas of Dublin, you will see lots of young ones. But no, listen to me.
Are you saying girls in Fox Rock do not have sex? Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not.
So, okay. No. Well, then why are so many... why is there no babies in Fox Rock?
Okay.
Are they all being careful, or are they just not having sex?
No, I have a theory on it.
What?
If you want to hear it.
Go on.
So my theory is, some of what he says is righteous. His language was a bit disgusting. That some people have a map planned out for their life, and, you know, maybe girls... Jesus Christ. Yeah, but maybe these girls have got a plan that they want to go to college.
Is your whole life mapped out? Is it your... Have you literally got your kids' lives and all mapped?
Okay, but Jason...
So we're saying that in the life.
So
whatever happened to living a life and being spontaneous?
Okay, so you believe... Okay, so your answer. You think the reason why you're more likely to see young ones pushing prams in the likes of Ballyfermot than you are Fox Rock is because all the girls in Fox Rock are getting abortions. That's your answer.
I'd say the people in council estates value life more, yeah. They can't get rid of it as easy. They don't have the money to just jump on a plane. They didn't have the
money. You don't have to get on a plane.
I'm going back to when I was a young fella out there. I'd love to know the reason why, to be honest, because I'm sure people in rich estates get pregnant as well. I mean, as we know, as you like to call them, Jeremy, mistakes do happen.
I didn't use the word mistakes.
Accidents happen, but they don't happen to rich people, just poor people in council estates. You've been wanting to get that out all afternoon, haven't you? It's the council estates. It's the council estate girls.
Sorry.
Well, in fairness, it wasn't Jeremy who wrote the message.
I didn't even want him to read out the message.
I'd say you paid someone to write it, Adrian, to be honest.
No, I don't need to pay someone to write it. If I want to say something, I'll say it myself.
We know you.
I agree with some of what he's saying. You are more likely likely to see young ones pushing. There's an estate not far from me, and some of the days at the Lewis stop, all it is young ones 17 and 18 with prams in front of them. And I'm telling you,
what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Isn't that, I tell you what's wrong with it in your eyes.
Jesus Christ,
your taxes. I work six jobs to live in.
Okay, Jane, let me go back to the start of this conversation, which was the message that we got from a guy called Craig, and he was arguing that his niece has literally thrown her life away by getting pregnant at 17.
No, she hasn't. She's a decent person, she hasn't. My sister, and I've told you this before, had a baby at 17. They're married now 21 years. They have their own house. She works a great job. He has his own business. They were kids when they had pregnant, or when they got pregnant, only 17 each. But guess what? They had a family around them who loved them and looked after them. They made sure they finished school, the pair of them. Whether they stayed together or not was their decision, but they decided to. They decided that, and it worked out. So it can work out. Your life isn't over just because you had a baby.
Let me ask you then, Jay. You say you talked to your daughters. Would you have liked any of them to get pregnant at 17?
Wouldn't have bothered me. Their decision. At the end of the day, who is it to me to say to them what to do with their lives? I was a young fan, and I turned out all right. I mean, as long as you look after that child, at the end of the day, we're only on this earth to reproduce. So, and girls are at the most fertile when they're between their young ages. You know, when once a woman goes after 32, she's classified as a geriatric pregnancy.
Chances
of something going wrong are higher. I mean, our mothers were all married at 17. And 18, my mother was, and she had six, was around six beautiful kids. But see, it seems to be, you think, that if a girl has a baby that age, she's going to be stuck at home raising a child. She's a stay-at-home mom. Oh, God, and that's terrible because I have to pay for that on my taxes. No, the best kids come from stay-at-home moms. I don't care what anybody says.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please, Jay. I want to just bring in Trev with his opinion.
All right, lads, Trevor here. I just caught the tail end of your conversation on today. I'll have to give it a proper listen tonight, but just going to say, I have to admit, if my 17-year-old came in and says she's pregnant, no, I'd be like, hope the boyfriend has room for you. I teach my kids responsibility. I've always had to open talks with them, but no, that's just, their life is down the drain then, isn't it? What the hell are they going to do? I know my life went on hold until my oldest was 18, then the second was 18, the third was 18, and so on. Because your life has to go on hold. You can't still be going out and pawning the child off on nanny. So, yeah, that's what I do. All the best, lads. Trevor.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You've two young, very young daughters, Jeremy. Trevor, a moment ago, said he would throw his daughter out of the house if she got pregnant at a young age. How would you react to it?
What do you know? Well, they won't be getting pregnant at a young age. My daughters won't.
Oh, they won't?
No, they won't.
Well, no, fingers crossed they won't. Fingers crossed they won't. But what if they did?
Because they'd be educated in...
But what if they did?
Would I kick them out?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Right, okay. That's
what, did you think I was going to say yeah?
Kicked
them to the curb. Trevor's a pig of a man anyway.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to tell you, I know Jay's gone there. I want to take exception, and I'm sure a lot of people are offended by what the little comment he threw in there before he went about the best reared kids are ones where the mammy stayed at home all the time. That's an absolute horseshit.
It's a conversation for another day.
No, sorry. You agree with him? How? What an insult to every single woman who has to go out to work. And Jay lives in this fairy tale world, yeah? It's like a Disney movie where the mammy's staying at home with the apron around and baking cookies for the kids every day. That's not the way it works now, Jay. Women have to go back to the workplace.
There are people who believe that children benefit immensely by mammy staying at home.
By being tied to the apron strings, absolutely not. Children need independence is what they need.
It's a conversation for another day.
Oh, no, I'm annoyed. I'm literally, are you not annoyed by that? Your kids were creche reared.
Yeah, but I don't let comments like that get to me. He's entitled to his opinion.
So
that's what this show is.
Do you let any comments
get
to you?
That's what this show is. Opinions matter.
No, your kids are creche reared.
Yeah, and they turned out great. Thank God.
Yeah. So why are you not annoyed by that?
Water off a duck's back. Yeah, I'd like to have a phone in about it, though.
You're so fucking spineless sometimes. Oh, you know, you really are.
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
How you doing, lads? I'm grand, thanks.
Now, Tracy, what did you want to say on this? You're wasting your life by having a baby at a young age.
No, not at all. I was 18 when I got pregnant. I was 19 when I had my son. And if anything, he changed my life for the better. He matured me. I was quite immature before I had him. I got pregnant and I had him, and he was the best thing that ever happened to me. He's 24 years of age now. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in college last year, and he has a fantastic job, and I couldn't be more proud.
That's great. Yeah, that's brilliant. But you're saying that he changed you. Describe that. How did you mature? How did you change?
I matured. I matured very quickly, because I went from being like a teenager, kind of doing whatever I wanted, to being a mother and having to care for someone else. And I lived at home with my mom and dad, and they were great support, as well as his father's family were great support. But like that, my mom said, look, I'll guide you and I'll help you, but I'm not rearing the child for you. And she didn't. And I done it myself, with the help of his father as well.
Okay, which is great. Unlike the situation where the Craig's niece, the boyfriend there, is a complete waste of space, at least you did have that. But let me ask you again, and obviously, you're not going to say, you're going to say it's the best thing that ever happened. But in an ideal world, would you not have preferred to have your child later?
I don't really think of it like that, to be fair. I don't think of it like that. Now, I have a daughter. Okay, then, I was 45 when I had her.
Well, then let me rephrase. You know? Let me rephrase the question. Do you think you missed out on anything by having a child at such a young age?
Well, I suppose I probably did, but I done the best that I could at the time. I worked. I was in the same job for 22 years. I worked part-time. My mum and dad helped mind them and stuff like that. But no, I don't look at it like that.
You don't look
at it like
that?
I think it's probably... I don't look at it like that, no. It's what was meant to be for me, and that's the way I see it.
Okay, so let me
I wouldn't encourage it. Like, my son's 24. He's with a girl now over 2 years, and I always have said to him a few times, I wouldn't want for him
That's exactly what I was about to ask you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want it for him, no.
Or anybody?
No, I wouldn't want it for him or anybody, no. Okay, he has a great life. He's a great job. He has a girlfriend.
And that's
he goes
brilliant.
Away on holidays and everything, yeah.
And that's brilliant, and a credit to you and all of that. But even though you wouldn't change a thing, you're still saying it is not ideal to be having a child at such a young age.
Well, it's what I wouldn't want for him. It's not really ideal. And I mean, I've often been out on the street and I would see someone wheeling a pram and I would say to myself, oh God, she looks very young. And then I think, oh, that's the way I looked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, and when you kind of see that, it's kind of like, oh God, like people must have looked at me like that.
Hang on there for a second, if you can, please, Tracy. I want to go to Jenny. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jenny. It's not ideal to be having a baby in your teenage years.
It's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. Like, yes, she's 17, but she can always go back to school. She can always go back to college. Your life doesn't end just because you've had a baby. Like, that's not it now. Oh, I'm stuck. I'm. That's it now. My life ends. I've had a child. No, she can always go on and do something else when the child's a bit older, or go back to school, go back to college. Would I encourage my daughter to get pregnant at 17? No. But it's your life doesn't end. It's not the end of your life. And the way some people are going on is, oh, she got pregnant at 17. It's the end. It's not.
No, it's obviously
it could be the making of her.
Well, in fact, she just from our last caller there, she was saying that it was the making of her, made her mature, made her grow up and be responsible, and that's all great. But when you're that age, you're meant to be immature and irresponsible.
Oh, I agree. I was 25 and I had my first child, and I'm glad I waited until I was 25 because I had my own house. I was working. I wasn't living with mammy and daddy. I'm glad I waited. As I said, is it ideal to get pregnant at 17? No, you're missing out on your childhood. You're missing out on, like as Jeremy said, like going on holidays with your friends. You're missing out on so much stuff. But at the same time, you can always go, you can always do them again when you're a little bit older and the child's a little bit older. It's not the end of your life.
No, obviously it's not the end of your life. I mean, that goes without saying. But you're also agreeing that it's far from ideal.
It's far from ideal, but I encourage my daughter, who's 8 at the moment, to get pregnant at 17. Would I be disappointed in her if she came home and told me she was pregnant at 17? 100%. I wouldn't kick her out like Trevor would. I'd have the conversation about contraception. There is other ways around not getting pregnant before you're ready to get pregnant. There is the bar, the pill, everything else. And have them conversations with my daughter. Is it ideal? No. Is it the end of your life at the same time? No, it could be the making of you. As you said, the last caller said it was the making of her. It made her mature. It made her everything else. At 17, yes, you're very young. You're very immature. But it could, like, as long as you have family helping you, or if you have a good structure around you. You can always go back to school. You can always go back to work. You can always do them things when you're a little bit older. Is it ideal? No. Am I glad I waited till I was 25? Yes.
Okay, so you certainly wouldn't be encouraging anybody to any young woman to be getting pregnant before the age of 20.
No, even a little. Like, as I said, I was 25, and by the time I got pregnant, I had my house. I was working a full-time job. I could support myself when the child event went wrong with me and the partner. Thankfully, it didn't. We're still together 13 years later, and we have two other kids. But I think you should be able to support the child and have kind of that stability before you have the child.
Mm.
I think you should do kind of do that side of it before you bring a child in. Because somebody said they're looking at getting houses and stuff and they're all spongers. That's not the case either with all 17-year-olds who get pregnant.
No, not of all, but it is with some. Definitely is with some.
Some of them do plan to get pregnant and some of them do think of it, oh, if I get pregnant and lie on my back and get pregnant and have a baby, I'll get a house. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't. Some of them plan it, but they could end up homeless. I just think 17 is a bit young. Would I encourage it? No. But would I kick my daughter out or do anything like that? No, either. I just think 17, yes, it's a bit young, but it's not the end of her life. It's not the end of... It's just not, she can always go back to college. She can always do other things.
Not as easy though. It's not as easy unless you have support.
That's what I'm saying. If you have a good family structure, rather than giving out about her uncle giving out about her, do you not help her?
No, that's a fair point. All right, Jenny, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Jesse.
Well, lad, sorry, I can't come on. I'm in work. I had my daughter when I was 18. I actually found out I was pregnant the day of my 18th birthday. Her dad had a runner, never came back. I wouldn't change having her for the world. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, but there's always a but. If I had a choice, I would have waited 10 years. She's now coming on 18, and I wouldn't give her a dog to mind, let alone a newborn baby. They're a different breed than we were back then. They're not half as mature. Probably our fault. We spoiled them too much. But yeah, I wouldn't give her a dog to mind.
All right, Jesse, thanks very much indeed for your message. You've kind of changed your tune a little bit.
I never change my tune. By the way, you know what boils my piss?
No.
Fathers doing runners.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
That's literally...
Yep. It really bugs me as well. Always has done. There is no excuse for a father not being involved.
They put the rest of us men to shame.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Now, that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, what do, Jeremy?
You are happy in life. I don't know. What do? If you like the podcast, it's a ridiculous thing to say. If you like the podcast, what do? You hit
subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification when we put up another episode.
Or you just get on with your life like normal, like everybody else does.
Please hit subscribe
or
follow.
Hit subscribe, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. That was Opinions Matter. Share it onto your own social media, please. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.